I think this morning I'm going to preach about Monk. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you go with me, you'll see what I'm talking about in just a minute. Open up your Bibles, if you will. Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. Write it down, because I'm not waiting. We're running a little behind this morning. Even though all time belongs to God, we want to give God our best at all times. The 22nd verse of the 4th chapter of Ephesians. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Supporting scripture. 37 Psalms, 23rd verse. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Lastly, Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Hallelujah. And that he put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And we ought to use the thought of subject this morning. We'd like to propose a question. How do you recognize a new man? How do you recognize a new man?
What a change in my life. Something on the inside of working. Something on the inside. Keep working on me on the outside. Something on the inside. Keep working on me on the outside. Get in my hand. On the end, working on me. Something on the inside. Something on the inside. Something on the inside. Something on the inside. Working on me, something on the inside. Keep working on me. Must be the Holy Ghost on the end. He working on me. Get in my feet sometimes. Keep working on me. Something on the inside. On the inside. Something on the inside. Something on the inside. On the inside. working on me. Something on the end. Keep working on me on the end. Something. 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 On the inside.
Amen. Something on the inside will work on the outside. You got to let it stir up and you got to let it go. For there is something on the inside because God himself put it in there. And when we come to a place where we acknowledge that we have had a touch from the Lord. God is a mighty good God this morning. And the Lord blessed us throughout this week. And we thank God for how he has brought us this far. The old songwriter said that we come this far by faith, leaning and trusting on the Lord. And I don't know about you, but God is still worthy to be trusted. He is still one that we can lean and depend on. And I thank God for being our God that loved us so much and made a way for us. And God has allowed us again this morning, by year of our Lord 2008, to have come together one more time to celebrate here at the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church our annual Men's Day. We thank God for our men this morning. Not long ago, the armed forces expressed that they were looking for a few good men. And I'm here this morning as a recruiter for the Lord. And I'm doing that very same thing. I'm looking for a few good men that have made some changes in their lives and know that beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're not the old man that you used to be, but you are a new man. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God for the faithful few. For in every church, in every church house, there is always a faithful few. Most churches, if you go to, you will find that the women always outnumber the men. But I thank God for the men that we have of the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church. We are blessed here at Fowles Chapel to have some good men. We have some men that are yet still lazy. We still have some men that hadn't got on the wagon and began to work. But we do have some men that are working diligently and faithfully to the Lord and taking care of their homes and doing the things within the community that God would have them to do. All of God's men have not went to the dogs. You may think of them as dogs, but you got to understand that there's still some good men around. Yeah, I know that it has been said that a good man is hard to find, but you keep on looking, keep on praying. They're out there because God made them from the dust of the ground. I know that they're out there because God would not make us and allow all of us to be lost. I think this morning that as men of the church, we fully need to understand our responsibility to the church as well as to the people of God. Our widows and our children, we got to understand that we are responsible for walking in the front of them in a way that we could be respected and honored. It's time that we make a comeback and take back our rightful place in the house of God as well as in your own house. We found out and we were reminded in the conference that we need to be respected as men. We need to be honored as men, but we got to understand that God gave us power to be the ruler of the house and to have dominion over all the things that he have created. But somewhere along the line, we have lost the mark. We have come to a place where we believe that because I'm a man, I can do what I want to do. But understand, men, that you didn't make yourself. Understand that you don't feed yourself, even though you may work hard. That food that you eat, God was the one that made the food. God was the one that made you, him, yourself. And we got to understand that it's not all about us. You know, we got to understand that it's about doing what God would have us to do. I believe this morning that there is a misunderstanding of what constitutes us as making a man. What makes a man? The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13 and 11, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Listen to me, men. When Paul wrote this to the Corinthians, it should hold true to us today. When we were children, we talked like children. We said some things that didn't make too much sense. And I know that we got some old men that say some things that don't make sense. We got some middle-aged men that say some things that don't make sense. So that lets us know that we hadn't put away some of our childish things. We understood as a child. We understood as a child. I understand that I can do just about anything. As a child, I know that I can ask and I might get it or I might not get it, but I'm going to ask anyhow. As men, we have too much pride to ask. As men, we think that I'm not going to lower myself to the standards of letting nobody know that I stand in need of a blessing. But let me tell you something. Don't let pride stand in your way of getting your blessings. You got to understand that even though you're a man, even though you're a man, you still can talk to God. You still have some needs, and God will supply your every need. Paul also said, I thought as a child. You see, when we were children, when we were younger, we thought that we could just do everything in life and never get tired and never get weary. But as we began to get older, things change in your life. And I found out that you don't have to be real old to recognize the change. There was a time when Alexander could have stood there and read everything right off without the help of any glasses or anything. But because time has brought about some changes in his life, he can't see as well as he used to see. But the thing is that you still thank God that you got sight. There are those of us that found it a little comical, but I myself, if I had not had my glasses, I couldn't have seen some of it myself. And, you know, I used to wonder, I used to see folk that they'd be reading stuff and they'd hold it way out like that. And I thought that was kind of funny. And then one day I found myself not being able to see as clearly as I used to see. And if you don't get your glasses changed often enough, it doesn't matter whether you got your glasses on or not. Once the medicine is not doing what it's supposed to do, I'm about overdue now. But the reality is that as we were children, we thought about things and we didn't really take them to heart. We were sort of just scraping the surface. But as men, we go a little bit deeper. What Paul says here, when I became a man. See, we got some children that think they're men already. We got some teenagers that think they're men already. Can't nobody tell me what I can or cannot do. I can stay out as long as I want to stay out. I can stay up as long as I want to stay up. But who feeds you? Who clothes you? There are those of us that have the mindset that becoming 21 years of age makes you a man. That does not make you a man. Some believe that if I make my own way, I'm a man because I take care of myself. That does not make you a man. And then there are those that have the misconception that making a baby makes them a man. A boy can help make a baby, but it takes a man to take care of that baby. We got to understand and stop getting it twisted and stop beginning to believe that just because we got some offspring that we are men. If you're so much of a man, why don't you carry yourself as a godly man? And if you're a godly man, you will take care of your very own. You will make some changes in your life. You will learn what it is to make sacrifices. You will come to a place where it's not about you anymore. It's not about you getting that nice automobile or those rims that go on your tires. But it's about buying another pack of diapers. It's about going to the store and getting another loaf of bread. It's about sacrificing because you don't need three or four suits. All you need is something to put on your back. Your children need something. Nothing is worse than seeing grown folk walking around tarred down from head to toe and their children walking around looking homeless. We dress up to go out and our children laying around the house hungry. wasting our money, gambling up our money, trying to be in the clique that our children are going without. A lot of times, stop talking about what you don't have and remember to start using what you got in the right manner. When you are in your old man state, all you care about is you, yourself, and yourself. All you care about doing is your own thing. But you got to understand, there comes a time that you got to get beyond yourself. There comes a time you got to realize that it's not about you anymore. The moment that you have a child, it stopped being about you. We got children, we got folk in here that got grandchildren. How many of you children say when the grandchildren come, Mama, you forgot about me. Daddy, you forgot about me. Now it's about the grandchild. Reason being, because now you're able to take care of yourself. I got to take care of that one that can't do for themselves. That's why the Bible says train a child in the way that he should go, so when he becomes old, he won't depart from it. So men, you got to train your children how to be a real man. You got to train your child that even if you don't have nothing, that don't mean run away from home. That don't mean get wind in your jaws and talking about this, that, and the other, all that crazy mess. And that's the time when we use that terminology when the family pray together. Bring the family together. Don't be ashamed to be honest with your family. Tell the family money is tight and we can't do this week. It's no harm to be able to say, I don't have it right now. But sometimes you just got to let the child understand where you're coming from. It's not always that I don't want to give you, I just don't have it. Then every now and then you got to remind them. You want to go and get a new pair of tennis shoes, but we got to pay the light bill. You want to go and do this, but we got to eat next week. So I got one of them granddaughters that high maintenance. She want to get a nail done, but I tell her sometimes, you can't get your nail done this week. Let them nails grow that the Lord gave you. Keep your hands out your mouth. Simple, common sense things will make a difference in your life. When you are a loving man or a loving father, you want to do all that you can for your very own. And sometimes you'll make sacrifices and you'll know that you can't afford to do what you're doing, but you do it anyhow. And then you pray and you trust God. God, you're going to help me make it back up. And how many of you men know that God will come through and will help you make it back up? Hallelujah, Jesus. When we look here, we got to understand that we were created by the hands of God. And when we were created by the hands of God, as we go back to the book of beginning, when we look in the book of beginnings, it tells us all about the universe and life, and it talks about the Sabbath and death and marriage and sin and redemption and even family sacrifice. In Genesis 1 and 26, the Bible says, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and the cattle and over all the earth. And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Then in 2 and 7, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So God created us in his own image. We ought to be grateful because we are a very special creation. When we use our spiritual imagination, look at this potter at work, molding so skillfully with his hands, moved by the Spirit of God for perfection. The beginning of something beautiful, but yet without life. So God Jehovah reached down and he took the dust of the ground and he formed man literally in his own creation, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now man is literally a creature of two worlds. He is the creature of earth and of heaven. A miracle made by God, but this miracle was incomplete without the Spirit of God. In our creation, we were given a mind to think and a heart to feel. So we have a right to make decisions about what we do in life. When we look in the book of Ecclesiastes, known as the book of the preacher, King Solomon became very curious. He wanted to know, what is it that life is all about? What are the joys? What are the fears that have us so ticked up that we are so concerned about life? King Solomon did some good and he did some bad. He realized that as he went through life, he said, and he come with the conclusion that life is nothing but vanity. There's nothing new under the sun. That there's nothing new. There are things going on now that have went on many years ago. But then after he realized that there was nothing new under the sun, that life seemed to go full circle. Any of us in here ever seen like your life has went full circle? You've been one place and you've been through some trials and tribulations. You've been through some good days and some bad days. And all of a sudden you're right back around and it looked like you're where you started at from the beginning. So when you go full circle, King Solomon said, well, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. I've looked at life. I've spent life. I did good. I did bad. I've had a good time. I've partied. I drunk and be merry. But now the conclusion of the whole thing, the whole matter is to fear God. Keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Man got to do your duty. Your duty is that thing that God would have you to do. The highest good in life is proper reverence of God. The only life of faith in the fear of God, keeping his commandments, will prepare us to be new men. I believe that in order to be a new man, you got to be a good man. In order to be a good man, you got to know where your strength comes from. Now, David tells us the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Regardless of what others may think of you, God created you in his own image. Every one of us have a predetermined cycle of life. God has a destiny for our lives. There's a purpose why every one of us were born. And we got to understand that there comes a place in our life where we got to let go and let God be our leader and our guide. If we know God to be our leader this morning, we got to trust God with everything that we got. We got to believe in the power of the Almighty God. When I look here in the Word of God, I find that God is a mighty good God. And God is worthy to be praised. The Bible tells us this morning that we need to put off the old man. So many times we try to do things that we used to do. But I'm glad to know this morning that I serve a God that knows all about us. I stop by to tell somebody that it is better that when you hear the Word of God, when you've been taught by the Word of God, the Word of God said that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which was corrupt in all of your ways. When you had that mind of lust, when you had that mind of doing what you want to do, when you did things that was out of the will of God, that old man used to say some things out of your mouth that might have not been befitting to the power of God. The old man sometimes will have a judgmental spirit. The old man sometimes is jealous. The old man sometimes won't call on the Lord. The old man will leave home with wind in their jaw. The old man will get wind in his jaw. Will ball up his fists and will go to work on somebody. But I stop by to tell somebody that it's time to put off the old man. You got to learn how to put on the new man. How do you get the new man? You got to be renewed by the spirit of your mind. You see, you got to be transformed in the power of your mind. You can't think the way that you used to think. But you got to think like a child of God. You got to do what the Word of God said. You got to put away those childish things. You got to act like a man. You got to walk like a man. You got to talk like a man. The Bible said when I put on the new man, after God's creation, I put on righteousness. I put on holiness. I stop lying out of my mouth. If you are a lying man, it's time to stop your lying tongue. I stop by to tell somebody, don't get angry with your brother. Don't let the sun go down with aught in your heart. You might be mad at the sin, but don't get mad at the sinner. You gotta love your enemy just like you love yourself. I wanna know this morning, do you know anything about a new man? A new man won't give place to the devil. A new man won't steal that that don't belong to him. A new man will not let evil communication come up out of his mouth. But he realized that I am a child of God. I stopped by to tell somebody. I want to ask you a question. How do you recognize a new man? Well, I got an answer for you. The way to recognize a new man. You can look at the hands, and the hands look new. You can look down at their feet, and their feet did too. How do you recognize a new man? A new man will come in the spirit of boldness. Said, I am a child of God. How do you recognize a new man? A new man used to be on the job. The old man cussed all day long. But the new man got a song in his heart. The new man got joy in his spirit. The new man know how to pray to the Lord my God. How do you recognize a new man? It's not about the necktie. It's not about a brand new suit. You can have on new clothes on the outside and be messed up on the inside. But a new man will get washed from inside out. A new man will let God have his way. A new man will say, I want to let you know that I fear the Lord thy God. I got power because I am a believer. A new man will say, I am a disciple of the Lord thy God. I heard the Lord God say, come unto me and I'll give you rest. The old man is corrupt in his ways. He'll fall all around. He'll get drunk as a skunk. He don't care who he lie on. But a new man will straighten up and walk like somebody. A new man will look to the hills. Know where his help come from. A new man will go running back home. Say, baby, I'm back. Baby, I'm back. I got a new mind. I got a new walk. I got a new talk. I'm not going to cuss you out, but I'm going to let you know I appreciate you. A new man is not afraid to come in God's house and let God be ruler over his body. The Bible says that you need to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. A new man will get to work. Old men, and I'm not talking about old because of age, but old because you got the old spirit, that do nothing spirit, that sit back spirit, that look out the corner of your eye spirit, that point the finger spirit, that criticizing spirit, that always got a complaint spirit. But a new man, a get up off that stool of do nothing. And when you say no, he'll say yes. When the devil say no, he'll say you're a liar. Because I'm a child of God. I'm a new man. I got power that comes from on high. And with that power, I've been transformed. I'm not worried about addiction. I'm not worried about conflict. I'm not worried about making an impact. But I found out that there's a law in the land. I got rights, and I'm going to hold my rights. I found out that the Spirit of God will transform my way of thinking. And then I'll connect with God. And when I connect with God, woo! A new man. Woo! A new man. That's how you recognize a new man. He don't act like he used to act. He got a glow, and it didn't come from baby lotion either. Hallelujah. He got a glow from within that'll show on the outside. That's what a new man will do. You ever seen somebody and you tell them, you know, you look different. Something about you is different. I ain't talking about your haircut. I'm not talking about the style of clothes you got on. But there's something about you that is different. Now, It's bad pulpit etiquette to call folks' name out. But when you got a friend, when you got a brother that you know, love you, come here, Mom. When you got a brother that know that you love him, hallelujah, Jesus. You can call his name out and he don't get offended, don't have a problem with it. And I can say, as I said in the outset, I'm going to preach about Monk this morning. Because Monk is a new man. He put away his old ways. And he started things anew. And I thank God for the new man that is in this vessel right here. He will be an example to other men that thought that I'd never be able to come out of the street. But Monk said, you're a liar. I can come out and I can stay out and I can get joy in serving God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God. We thank God for our men. Our men. Stand up, men of Foul Chapel. Stand up, men all over the building. Hallelujah. God created every one of these men. Hallelujah. You are looking at blessed vessels that can't nobody take away from you what God has instilled in your heart. Now, those of you that are standing on your feet, hallelujah. You might not be all the man that you think you want to be. But one thing is for sure. You are men of God. God has put his breath into your nostrils. We are living souls because of God. In order to be recognized as men of God, we got to walk in the light of the Lord. That's all I say to you this morning. Be encouraged. Be the men that God would have you to be. Be a man that somebody might be able to see some Jesus in you. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you remember what it was like to be that old man, thank God for who you are today. We've come a long way, and we still got a long way to go. Shall we all stand to our feet this morning?